Okay, we're on Cook Pay. We're on, it's going to be similar to Cook Pay Dollar in our time. That's why I said Cook. But it's on Pay Dollar on base. Halacha 7. Okay, Mishra. Person ate a meal and he forgot and he did not bench. Then he realizes when he gets to a certain location that he, oh, I forgot the bench. So does he have to go back to the place that he ate? That's the machlokes over here. Right, Beis Shammai says, yes, I go back to the place, Yavarak, and say the benching over there. But still, you can make a bracha in the place that you remembered. Even Beis Hillel agrees with Beis Shammai, the lechachila, it's the best to go back, but he doesn't require it. How do we pass the halachah? Simon Kuf Pei Daled. I could have quoted it later, but I won't quote it. I have to go back. Kuf Pei Daled. Mishachem Mokem Echad. Sorach Levarach Kadim Shiyakar Mimkom. Bim Yatsim Mimkom Velo Berach. Mhoi Bamezid. Yachsalim Komo Vyavarach. If you left the place on purpose, Mishvara asks, and you decide, even though the din, I'm being lazy and I'm not going to go back. It's all part of the whole basic. Anyway, you should go back. If you did do anyway, it's Yotze, you're Yotze anyway. That's the Machaber. So that's the Shitas HaRambam. The Hipaskins like Beis Hillel. Avoladas HaRosh, but according to the Rosh, this is the Ramah. According to the Rosh who holds the chachilah, you should go back to your place. Then the mazid after the Eved lo yotzah. All right, so then you have, so that's your machlokes. Anyway, so halachically speaking, the Mishavur is machriya, the Eved, you can be sent on the Rambam. Next. Yivarach, how long do you have to bench?
Where are you saying something?
What?
Where are you saying? Where did you start?
We're on Pei Daled on the base Halacha Zayin. That's where we left off. Are you with me?
Now I am.
All righty. Bottom of the page. And Masai Mubarak, how long do you bench? To how long it takes for your food to be to digest the food. It doesn't mean completely digested. The Gemara is going to say you start to be hungry again for the food that you ate. Okay, Rabbi Yuston, Bar Shunaim, Amar Trainer, we're on Kanamatam, Beis Shammai. There were two Amarim. One said the reason of Beis Shammai. Now we're on Pehei Amar Aleph. Kanamatam, the Beis Hillel. One said the reason for Beis Hillel. Okay? Kan Manda Mar Tam Beis Shammai. You want to know why Beis Shammai has to go back to the original place. Yilushachacham, Kisavonim, Tavis Margolis, if you forgot a pouch full of precious stones and pearls, Shamalai Yaksu. Would he not go back? So of course he would. So here too, you should go back. I'll tell you the truth is, this does not resonate with me at all. This is like those people that advertise kosher food. Would you eat poison? Would you take a chance and eat poison? So that's the way you should treat kosher food. That's not correct. That's craziness. We don't treat kosher and treif like poison. And my proof of the matter is, there's a din of bittul barov. If it was poison, would you ever be samach on rov? Of course not. You wouldn't eat even a mashu of poison. So what are we using mishalim here that don't have any relevance? It's very shvar to me. I don't understand what Beis Shammai is saying over here.
You're saying that going back, you're going to collect something like,
Yeah. You're gonna win. Going back, you're gonna win. Okay, that could be the shot. Very good. Mandamar time with the Beis Hillel. Here's another reason. Why is Beis Hillel hold? You don't have to. If you had a worker who was working, in other words, he had eaten before. One way to learn it is he had eaten before, and now he'd gone and climbed up the tree or gone into the pit, and now he remembers they didn't bench. You're gonna maybe not triach him to come out of the pit. To go back to where, of course, you're not going to be matriach. Okay, because Shem matriachim, leachsam, komi, barach, The Varaka Markov Shanis, because here too, the bench will you remember. Okay. So these are the explanations of the reasons of Bisham and Basil. This is supposedly they're gonna help explain these Tanoim. All right.
One is saying it's a tirfa, and the other is saying it's worth a tirfa.
Yeah, that's right. Let's see here. In number three, the Or Zeruah makes a diuk from Beis Hillel, because since it says, "Would you trouble him to go back?" So you see, this is the diuk that you see. Even Beis Hillel agrees it's preferable to go back. It's a question is, are you going to obligate him to go back? So the language is, are you going to matriach him? So you see, you're not going to matriach. Look how quickly you should. Okay. And what's in Mavarak? How long? Reb Chia b'shem Shmuel achi yisach keo amazon b'meyof till the food digests in his stomach. And that is kol zman shutzomei machmas oso suga. As long as he's still thirsty from that meal. If you have to Omar at Shiyirav until he becomes hungry again. Okay, so it says over here, once a person begins to feel hungry, he's considered to have digested his food, even though it is not yet fully digested, obviously. Okay. Now whose shita is longer, that would be Rabbi Yochanan. Our Cirillo says Rabbi Yochanan's view is more stringent. Our Fulda seems to say it's more lenient. In other words, which is more, becoming thirsty or becoming hungry? I don't know. I guess it depends who you are.
Which is more
Chumra? I mean, you know, Chumra in this sense obviously will mean that you will have to bench. That will be Chumra. Yeah, so the question is, who's more Chumra? Becoming hungry or becoming thirsty? I mean, I would. I'm sorry. Still thirsty. Sorry. What does that mean? Let's see. Does he say what it is over here? Anybody explain Shmuel over here? On the sides, I don't see anything. I don't see anything over here, really. No, nobody really explains this too much. Yeah. It says, Mara Fulda says the most of anybody. Top three lines down, four lines down. Some may also suda, he's thirsty from that meal. Who simon sha'adayin lo nisakel. The fact that he's thirsty is a sign that it has not finished being digested, right? Achi yiroev. So who simon muvhok shen nisakel. That's a simon muvhok that it has been digested if you're hungry again. Okay. Yeah.
Drink the wine.
Eight is on the Mishnah. It has nothing to do with what we're talking about.
I'm sorry, I take it back.
That's okay.
Not halacha. Thing downstairs.
Yes. And eight is in halacha. Okay.
I'm sorry.
That's all right. No problem. It happens to all of us.
Time in minutes. They say about what 72 minutes.
So, you know, I've heard 72 minutes. I don't know where that comes from, really. It doesn't say anywhere here 72 minutes. I mean, maybe it says someplace else, you know. It's each person, each meal will be different. Sure, it depends how much food you ate. I mean, if I ate a poor meal, I mean, I'm going to be hungry. I mean, if I'm at the CM, I mean, I don't know how much you can feed me, but I hope it'll be. I mean, I'm not sure what it's going to be. Okay, halacha 8. Bolayim yayin achar mosim. Okay, now, talking about where the wine comes after the food, after the meal. That doesn't mean after brechas hamazon. Again, achar hamazon means after the meal, you get a cup of wine. You have one cup of wine. Ancient Melo Isa, Christ, you have just that cup of wine. No other, you have no kiddush, no havdalah, just brechas hamazon, A simple case over here. All right. So Beishamai Yomrim Mavorach Al Hayayin. Two ways to learn Beishamai. The way I always learned before I learned this page today, I always thought it meant that Beishamai holds that even though you're going to be making bracha, brachas hamazon on the coast, but you do the coast of brachas hamazon, you start it off with Bar Priyagotha. And then you bench, and then you drink a cup of wine. That's how I always learned this. And I found out today, that's the way the Vilna Gaon learns the Mishnah. Baruch Hashem, in good company. But the Haredim learns completely different. That Beisham, and it's based on Rashi, apparently Bavli also says the same thing, that Beishamai holds, there is no inyan, even lechakhila, to have brachas hamazon al hakos. Totally no need to do it. And if you have one cup of wine, make a bari priyagafa before you bench, and drink that cup of wine, and forget it. It has nothing to do with brachas hamazon. There is no brachas hamazon al hakos. There's no such thing as brachas hamazon al hakos. That's the way Rashi learns the Mishnah. So Beishamai completely rejects brachas hamazon al hakos. Okay, so that's what it says. According to you'll see that's what they say. Okay, and I'll tell you in a second why I said the way I said it. You'll see that it's very difficult not to learn the way I learned, because the way I learned is muchach in the Gemara. Okay, Beisol Omrim Mevarach al hamazon. You say brachas hamazon first, rachach mevarach al hayayin, then you say the bracha on the wine, because he holds there is an inyan to make brachas hamazon al hakos. There's many different opinions about this. Apparently, there are three opinions. One, the three opinions are either he holds you're obligated to make brachas hamazon al hakos. B, it's a nice thing, mitzvah lechakhila, to make brachas hamazon al hakos. C, it is completely optional to make brachas hamazon al hakos. And if you want to, you can. Totally three different views how to learn me. So I'm not getting into it now. Over there, it was because, and I'm going to answer your question. The reason why it became such an issue is because there was definitely a chiyuv because of the Kiddush or because of the Havdalah. The Berachas Hamazon just happened to be there as well. So we wanted to, right, we wanted to, once you're doing it, according to Beishamai, there was no need to really get involved in it at all. But you're right, that's one of the riyas that Vilna Gaon brings. That's one of the riyas that he brings. That's correct. Nothing to do with Zimun. Nothing to do with Zimun. This is also a Shailon Rishayim. Everything is a Shailon Rishayim. Some say, I think the Rosh, I don't remember exactly, but say that even a Yachid does, it's absolutely optional, but it's an Inyan. I'm not going to say a person, there's a certain person in Davids in our shul, a very big Talmud Chacham, and he revealed to me that he was Makabal. He knows what I'm talking about. I'm not going to say it. He didn't give me permission to say his name, so I'm not going to say his name. Big Talmud Chacham, and he was Makabal. I don't know, about 2-3 years ago, whatever it was, that he wants to have more of a shechina or a presence or something. Make benching more chashev, and he benches lakos every time he eats. Interesting. Well, it depends if you bench. Yeah, and anybody wants to know who it is, come ask me later. Okay, I know Amen. Achar Yisrael Mubarak, okay? So now the question is, can you say an Amen after a Jew who makes a blessing? That means, even though you didn't hear the whole bracha, but you heard, let's say you heard Bray P.A.'s, or you heard him say, Zokeb Kufufufu. So you didn't hear Bracha Tasham Lekim Al-Kha'olam, but you heard the end of the bracha, you could say Amen to the bracha. That's what it seems to be. Vein or no Amen, Achar Kusi Amabarak. If you didn't hear the whole bracha and it's a kusi, then achish makala bracha, you have to hear the whole bracha. Balahem, now Zagmara says Viter. Balahem Yayinachar. The Beishamai says you make the bracha and the wine afterwards. Or ba, aidei, shehi, bracha katana. Now we're going to say, well, we had this earlier, just as a repeat of what we had earlier. Because it's a small bracha, that is to say, bright bracha often, short bracha, and we're afraid, what's going to happen? He's going to bench a whole benching. four brachas, he's going to forget, that's one shot, or he's going to think that the brachas hamazon somehow or other pattered him from having to make a very prayer often. He's going to make a cheshbon, he's going to make a mistake. Different pshat how to learn it, but the idea is that he's going to end up drinking a cup of wine after the benching without a bracha. Shema Yishav Yishta. So therefore, Beis Shammai said, let him better make the bracha Bari Pia Goffin before he begins the bench. That way, for sure, will be covered. Now, to me, that what he's saying is that he's worried about drinking the cup of wine without a bracha, and he solves the problem by making the bracha up front, but obviously he's not drinking it then. He's going to drink it after he benches. That's what I thought. That was Pashat, Araya against Rashi. Okay. Next, Einan Menachah Yisrael. Ha'achah Yisrael Einan Amei. Afa Bishloi Shama. The Gemara has a tmiya over here. Is it possible to say that you could even say Amein after somebody who didn't have the whole bracha? So the Gemara is assuming, there's a paragraph here in English that's important to understand this question. The Gemara is making an assumption that the Mishnah is talking about somebody who's sitting at a meal, who wants to discharge his own obligation to say Berachas HaMazon by listening to someone else's blessing and saying Amen to the blessing. In other words, the Gemara thinks that Amen, Kolayna Amen Kmoitzi Bracha Mipivdami. So he thinks, because the Gemara says that, oh, I'll say Amen. It's as if I said the whole bracha, even though I didn't hear the whole bracha, and I'll be yes. That's the Gemara thinks now. Amen. Yeah. Did I say Berachas HaMazon? No. Okay. Yeah. Yes, correct. So, Lo Kein Pani, the Gemara asked, but the Brisa says, no, Shamav Lo Ono. If someone hears someone being mighty him with a bracha, and I'm going to be mighty your bracha sambas, and you hear me say the whole bracha, and after I say bracha tasha mazana sakol, you don't say amen, yatsa, your yatsa, shmer kaina is good without an amen also, right? So that's the first thing, and that's true halachically too. Shama v'la ana, if he hears the whole bracha, doesn't say amen, yatsa, your yatsa. Ana v'la shama, but if you said amen, and he didn't hear the whole bracha, lo yatsa, of course you're not yatsa. You have to hear the whole bracha. So how could the Mishnah indicate that you could say amen? This is the question, right? How can the Mishnah imply that you could say amen somehow be yotze? So the more answer is, ki yabrei derav amar, b'shaloch aliman kazayis, very simple. He didn't have a kazayis. He wasn't chayv in a bracha achrono. So therefore the amen is not to be yotze he's not being yotze anything. All he's doing is he's answering amen to someone's bracha. So he didn't hear the whole bracha. Good enough. He knows it's a kosher yid. Nothing to worry about, right? He's a non-kusi, so there's no problem. That's basically what it says. Ha'cha masisa tani shama lo yana yatsa. Ono lo shama lo yatsa. So this is just like a repetition, like Omar Mar, we said this before. Rav Hashem Rav Barachana v'istamri Rav Barachana l'Hashem Rav v'shana Rashi Kroth. Now, we're talking about over here, hollow. We're switching kind of like gears now. So we're talking about now the person's trying to be yotze hollow. So when you say hollow, so we're talking about where you didn't say, you're just listening to the chazan say hollow. You don't know anything hollow because, you know, there's no sitter around. You're just listening to the chazan say hollow. And you're being yotze with his deeper. So it says, Shama v'lo on a yotze, your yotze, without saying anything, right? Without responding anything. Let's see. Yeah. On a v'lo shama lo yotze. But if he answers, when we say answer here, we don't mean amen now. Now we're talking about, you would say, for instance, hallelujah, right? They would, the chazan would say hallelujah, hallelujah the other day, hallelujah Hashem Adonai. That's the first pasuk, and then you'd hear that pasuk, you'd say hallelujah, hallelujah. After every pasuk, you'll just keep saying hallelujah, right? That's what it's talking about. It's just wild. That's all your soul. So you're, yeah. It's like hallelujah, yeah. So, and the way a Halel is set up in terms of this structure, so you have the first paragraph that starts as Halleluka, and it goes all the way through, all the way up until Hodu Lashem Ki Toki Lo Kasta. That's one whole segment. So as far as this response is concerned, any of those took them all the way through. That's the final Halleluka. Then we begin a different refrain. The next refrain will be Hoidu. Right? I'll say Hoidu Anani Kitokil Kasto Hoidu. Yomani Sokil Kasto Hoidu. That you'll just say Hoidu. Okay? This is what we're talking about. So that's what it means. I think that's what it means. Husha on a Rashi Prophet. Right? He has to respond with the beginning of the chapters. And that's what I think footnote 22 describes, if you look at it. Let's see here. Yeah, let's take a look at the second paragraph, the Rishonim and Sukkah 38b dispute. What is meant by responding with the beginnings of the chapters? Rashi understands it to mean, although they don't need to repeat each word of the leader throughout the Halel, they must do so for at least the beginning, the first verse of each chapter. So according to Rashi, you would say, I'd say Hodol Nekitav Kilom Kasto, and you'd repeat Hodol Nekitav Kilom Kasto. And then the rest, you would just listen to. You wouldn't say anything. Okay? The Rambam also understands that. He states that you only repeat the first half of the verse, not the entire verse. So you'd say Hodol Hashem Ki Tov. That's it. Tosis and Ron explain it means that they respond to each phrase of the chapter using the opening word of the chapter. So what I described to you in detail before, I was telling you the Ron's shot. Okay? Tosis and the Ron. Our commentary will follow the latter explanation, since that's the Haredim. All right. So that's what I wanted to just tell you guys. Okay. Who's showing a Rashi from? Okay, Reb Zeira Boy. Ha'inin. Rashi Prakim. So what's considered Rashi Prakim? Haluka, Halu Adi Hashem, Halu Hashem Hashem. That'll be the beginning. So that's what I told you. Either you're going to learn like the Ron that you're saying Haluka, or you're going to say that Rashi will say that you're saying the whole first verse. Okay? Yeah, and that's what he says at the bottom too. You'll see it the same thing. Okay. Now he has an insertion here in the English that's necessary. Although Rav just said that the Bryce is referring to someone who at least recited the beginnings of the chapters, who Pia Barava taught his students, that it means it as it states that one fulfills his obligation to recite Halel by listening to the leader, listening to Shliach Tzibur, even if he makes no response at all. Okay, now, that's like an insertion. You have to know that for the following. And so they asked Rav Chiya Bar Abba, Ba'on Kumi Rav Chiya Bar Abba, Minayin Shem Shomav Lo Yono Yotza. How do you know that? But if you didn't say anything, respond, how do you say, Haluka, how do you know your Yotze? Now we're on Pehe on base. Omar, he said, Min Mada Anan Chami Rabban Ravivaya Avdin Kain. We saw the great rabbis doing this. Inun Kamin Mitzibur, they would be in the Tzibur. Ilan Amram Dein Baruch Habba. What happened there is they would get to this is a very interesting minute. They would get to the end of Halel, Baruch Haba B'Shem Hashem, right after we come to Beis Hashem. Now we're just dealing with the Tzibur now. I would say, Shamsi, you'd be on one side of the aisle, I'd be on the other side of the aisle. I would say, Baruch Haba B'Shem Hashem, and then you would say, Beirach Luchem B'Shem Hashem, right? We would split. It would be like, half-half. Very difficult minhag, in my opinion, because not my opinion, but from in terms of thinking about it for a second. Normally, we say kopsukim lepaskim meshan almas kinole. You can't divide up psukim in half. Some people don't even like people saying that kiddush vahiyah right vayivaker yomach shishim because it's half a pasuk. But over here, we're actually instituting in the halal that we're going to be saying half psukim. It's very difficult. How do you do that? So you're going to have to say Shomea Ka'ona on half the pasuk, right? You'll be Shomea Ka'ona on the first half that I say. I'll be Shomea Ka'ona on the second half that you say. It's a little bit of a difficult thing. But anyway, that's what it says over here. So they asked him, how do you know that you're Yotze with they're just listening? So he brought a proof from these rabbis who used to say, Ilan Amrin Dein Baruch Haba, V'ilan Amrin B'Shem Hashem, Ilan V'ilan Yotze Nechavasin. They're both Yotze. So you see, with Shomei, what he's bringing a proof here is, you see, Shomei Kona is good enough. Okay, Tani Rabbi Shi. I know what I want to ask people to lay off. A person could say, Amen, even if he didn't eat. In other words, if you say, or you say, I could say Amen to those brachos, even though I didn't eat anything. But I can't say, obviously, because I didn't eat. So that would be a sheker. Unless you ate. There's a special nusach that you're supposed to say if you want to do something. It says over here, note five, if someone's just happens to be standing by while other people are benching, he says, Baruch Hu Umavarach Shemo, Tomid Olavet. That's what there's a new stuff that you say, and that's okay because it doesn't say anything about you eating. You're stomping Mavarach Hashem. That's because that's after all, that's what we're trying to say, right? Garulu Lashem Iti, Unuroyma Mashmo Yachtov. So we're supposed to be Gadol HaKadosh Baruch Hu together. So this is, you're joining me in doing Gidol Hashem Hashem, all right? Tony, these are the rules of answering Amen. We're all familiar with these rules. We're just going to go over them quickly. So you're not supposed to say in Amen Yosoma. Yosoma means, in this context, let's just say this briefly. Yosoma generally means that you come into shul and you don't know what bracha was said. You hear everybody saying Amen, so you'll say Amen too. That's one way to learn it. Another way to learn it is, I didn't hear the whole bracha. I only heard a part of the bracha. So it's missing the beginning. And it's bracha that I need to be yotze. So then again, can't say amen. Okay, I think those are two pshatim. Let me just check it. It'll be explained below. Okay. Lo amen ketufa, a plucked amen is the way he translates it. Seven, that's the word amen is divided into two parts. You say ah, then you say main. That's plucked. Lo amen chatufa, a snatched amen. That means you rushed before the blessing was complete, right? So before you get to the finish the word shalom, everyone's saying amen. That's a violation of this rule. You can't say chatufa. And as I am, I know amen. You so a good shliach tzibur knows. The same of somebody Israel Shalom. You do it quickly so you're not machshel the tzibur with this issue. But as I am Rahan Om Yusaima, you want to Yusaima, it's not good. I don't even want to translate it. Khatufa, Yishat Fushnaisov, right? Also the same thing. Khatufa, Tikatef Nishmaso. These are all terrible things. Arucha, and if you say a lengthy amen, then Maricha la Yama Bushnaisa Bataiva, then you have long good to Yarit. Okay. Now the Gemara is going to explain it. Amar Rav Huna, Dein Dechayav LeMivracha. The person is obligated to make a blessing for who onay, and he answers it, but he doesn't know what he's answering to. 12, that means he answered Amen without hearing the blessing from the one who's reciting it. So you can't discharge your obligation answering Amen to a blessing you don't hear. You shouldn't answer Amen even if he knows by some other means what blessing was said. In other words, let's suppose there's a sign in the front that says that they just said the bracha of Hazanah Sakol. So in Alexandria, Shal Mitzrayim, they used to wave flags to indicate that the bracha was said because it was so large they couldn't hear what was said. So that's going to be an obvious question. How do they say Amen over there? The answer is over there that they weren't obligated in the bracha. So therefore, they were allowed to. If they were obligated to do their yotze, in other words, if you were an Amaretz, you were being yotze Shmona Esrei through the Shliach Tzibur, you could not daven in the back in Alexandria Shom Tzayin. You had to be in the front to be yotze. Okay. Yeah, that's what he says in the footnote 12. You can see all about that. Next, the last part of this Tana. If a guy makes a rock, you say Amen. Of Tanhuma in Beiracha Chugoi, Anei Achor of Amen. It says, according to be blessed from all the nations. Obviously, If you're going to be blessed, Hashem is validating that bracha, and you could say amen to his book. And one guy came and gave Rabbi Shmuel a bracha amalei from Nilsa Amira. Your response has already been stated. In other words, it says, Hashem already gave you a blessing. I don't have to respond in turn to say you too should be blessed, because it's already stated in the pasuk that you're blessed. And Pagafina would kill another guy, came and kissed and cursed him on the leg for Mosa Khamar. Also, it's a Arur. I don't have to respond in turn to curse you back. That's also state the state trying already what to respond. They said, Rebbe, you said the same thing. You said that it's already stated. It sounds like it's the same thing. How can you say the same thing to someone who blessed you and someone who cursed you? That's exactly right. And then the next Mishnah begins. It's Hashem tomorrow, regular time.